crunch time. It's a Thursday. It's the final segment, which means we do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a lightning round. It's an exhausting week all over town. I like to go lay down, take a nap. Oh, but it's a lightning round.
Good job.
You started off sounding like Bob Dylan there.
Lightning round. Once upon a time, you're just so fine.
Lightning rounds brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs like LEDs for your home or business. Doesn't matter who broke it, they can fix it. Experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can fix the cracked screen, broken buttons or charge ports on your phone, and more on your tablet as well. They offer helpful pluses like car battery testing, important in the wintertime, battery installation for iPhones, your watch, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. Visit them in-store in Eugene or Corvallis and online at batteriesplus.com. Herm Edwards was announced as the ASU Sun Devils head coach on Monday. He seemed to be against the school's mascot being devil-related, and rather than getting started on his recruiting, he is on ESPN on First Take this morning. Another recently hired head coach is Willie Taggart, who in the last 365 days has been the head coach of three different football programs, capped off by 363 with Oregon. What will be higher, Taggart's time at Oregon or Herm Edwards' time at ASU?
I think that might be easy, but who would have thought we'd have gotten a year out of Taggart, or what, 363 days?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Herm Edwards.
All right. Speaking of the opening at the Oregon job, there are names all over the country within the program being mentioned to be the next head coach. So we'll play some word association with some names that are being thrown around by various media members. So what word would you use to describe each candidate? Starting with Mike Leach, Washington State's head coach.
So viewing him as a...
as Oregon's head coach, or as a candidate. What?
Wrong!
Lane Kiffin, FAU's head coach.
Help!
Kevin Sumlin, former Texas A&M head coach.
Logical.
Justin Wilcox, Cal head coach.
I only get one word?
Maybe two. No more than three.
A phrase.
Local.
Mario Cristobal, Oregon's offensive line head coach. Or coach.
Sensible.
Jim Levitt, Oregon's defensive coordinator.
Pepsi.
That makes sense. Jim McElwain, former Florida head coach.
Shark.
Yeah. T. Martin, USC's offensive coordinator.
Peyton Manning.
And Les Miles, former LSU head coach.
Grass.
Yeah. The 2017...
Should have said Linn County. Grassy capital of the world.
The 2017 Heisman class has Baker Mayfield, Bryce Love, and Lamar Jackson. Jackson is looking to become the second player ever to win back-to-back Heisman trophies. Mayfield has led Oklahoma to the playoff, with that capped off by the huge flag-planting win over Ohio State. Bryce Love has 11 100-plus yard rushing games this season, tied with other infamous Stanford Heisman runners-up McCaffrey and Toby Gerhart. And Lamar Jackson has become even more efficient with his passes while also increasing his yards per rush by nearly a full yard this season. Who takes home the 2017 Heisman being given out on Saturday? Mayfield, Love, or Jackson?
Justin Herbert. Oh, no, we're not being sarcastic
anymore. That's 2018.
Anymore. Baker Mayfield, I believe, in a landslide.
Makes sense to me, too. The Cleveland Browns are in their...
Loser! we're not playing that game.
Not
anymore.
Word association. Their four wins in three seasons are onto their ninth GM since 1999, but they are keeping coach Hugh Jackson for the third straight season and going into his fourth, even though the Browns are real close to reversing running the table. What would be the bigger surprise from the next Browns GM? A, winning more than two games. Sashi Brown went 1-27 as Browns GM since being hired in January of 2016.
Jeez.
B, a total rebrand of the franchise. The team is named after Paul Brown, and the team colors are orange and brown. They don't really go well together. But Paul Brown didn't even want the team named after him in the first place. It's time for a change. Or C, drafting a good quarterback. We know about the list of 500 quarterbacks that have played for the Browns since 2000, and the odds of a GM being able to break whatever curse on the Browns would be the most shocking thing ever.
I would say, first of all, to win two games, that's not really a trick.
I mean,
with the Browns,
I have a feeling Cincinnati is going to be Cincinnati real soon. A rebrand, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, the city still loves their Brownies. So drafting a good quarterback would be a step in the right direction, which they almost did with Tim Couch. It just didn't pan out.
Ooh, all so thank close. You to not poo-poo on winning two games. 49ers.
Last one. Go Army, beat Navy, go Navy, beat Army. The rivalry continues into its 114th edition after Navy's 14-game winning streak was snapped last season when Army won 21-17. The Army Black Knights are 8-3, and they've only attempted 60 passes on the season.
Jeez.
Topping out with 18 is their highest against Temple. They've had 5 games with less than 5 passing attempts, including a game against Air Force where they attempted 0 passes. Zero pat. They ran the ball 59 times in that game.
Wow.
They won 21-0.
Go clock, go! I'd like to do that post game.
Yeah. What will be higher by the end of the season? Army passing attempts or Golden State Warrior wins?
Wow! So 60, and so if they throw the ball, wow, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Golden State is not on pace to win their 67-68 game. So I'm gonna go Army passing attempts for the year, and the mere reality that that question exists is astonishing.
If I had gone with Boston on the hot streak there on, would you still take Army?
Yeah, my prediction is they'll throw the ball at least 10 times. It's the Naval Academy. They'll open things up a little more. All right, and that does it. I like word association.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Quality stuff.